All right, y'all, it's time to get into it. We need to discuss the gem, the like hidden gems that were in episode 5 of The Valley. How is The Valley so good? How is The Valley a show that cast a couple, Michelle and Jesse, as they were having so much difficulty, so that unfortunately we're all voyeurs, we're watching it unfold. We're watching, like, this is like a low grade, low key scandal in a way. It's like, did Michelle cheat on Jesse with a director right in front of our faces, but behind our backs, but in front of our faces? Because the other cast members know, some of them is, are we on some scandal shit up in this show? So we got that going on. Then we also have the mystery of who is the director. We have that going on. Then we see why Jax and Brittany are currently separated. We're getting a glimpse into their marriage as far as what's been going on in recent years, and we see like it's not good. And then we have couples that are obsessed with each other and deeply in love. We got our Nia and Danny, and we have our Janet and Jason, I think is his name. Like, we have everything on this damn show, and who knew it was gonna get this juicy and this spicy? No complaints. It's like a reality show. It's like it has kernels of, like a real world where it feels very authentic and like we're like watching people when we shouldn't, kind of like survive, not Survivor, Big Brother-esque. Like, we have front row seats for Michelle and Jesse's situation, and I feel like we shouldn't. I feel like we should not be allowed in their business and have the access that we do. But it does make for good TV, right? So episode 5 begins with Brittany telling Jax that she doesn't like to drive and she isn't driving to Malibu. So Janet is picking her up and taking her to the current Miss USA's house for Girls' Day. Shout out to the current Miss USA, who is friends with Nia, found out that Nia was cast on a show called The Valley for Bravo, and finagled her way into coming up with a reason to be on camera. Let's be serious. Do you think that the current Miss USA would be like, Nia, here's my house. Let the cast come in and film. Oh, the cast and the crew come in and film for The Valley so that me and you could talk about how I'm lending you the house. It was such a setup. This girl is thirsty, mad respect. I see right through it. I know what this is about, and I'm guessing she might try to find a way to insert herself on the show in the future, whether it's this season or future seasons. Next, we have, let's see here. How has Jax been on television for so long, and we are just learning that the man has OCD? How come none of his girlfriends that we've seen have said he has OCD? How come nobody who works with him or who's worked with him while he was bartending or serving has said that he has OCD? Why are we learning this on The Valley? And Jax, like, for him to be all up in the leaf blower, it's Jax, he has such an addictive personality, so he's not gonna just like use the leaf blower when he needs it. He's gonna find a reason to like be hanging out with the leaf blower every day, all day. So, and I don't know what's, if I'm in the right sequence when I say this, but I think I am. But then Jax, he tells Brittany to act like a mom because Brittany drinks a lot. Okay, so there's a pretty significant age difference between Jax and Brittany. My guesstimate is the age difference is 14 years, 12, 14 years. I know it's at least 10. So, Brittany is still trying to have her fun. And I also think Brittany is trying to distract herself from the fact that she is married to Jax and Jax is not or he's acting as though he's not sexually attracted to her. Meanwhile, she's not as small as she was when he met her. And it's all like this self-fulfilling, prophecy, this cycle where she doesn't feel good about how she looks. And then Jax is there validating it in a way by not really being sexual with her, which then makes her not, gives her the emotional baggage to make it harder to, lose weight. So, with Brittany drinking, I agree with Jax when he's saying act like a mom. I don't feel that moms and dads should be just like boozing it up, wasted, hungover, sleeping in. Like, you do have a child that you need to tend to and you need to wake up in the morning for and put to bed and just all the responsibilities that come with parenthood. Like, I don't believe that you should be sucking down Jesus juice. That's a, callback to the old Real Housewives days. I don't think you should be all up into the Jesus juice when you have a very young child. But, it's coming from Jax, though. It rubs me wrong. But I understand because he's the father of, his son with Brittany. But I don't know. Like, Jax is, I feel that Jax has done a lot more than just alcohol. And I don't want to hear him talking about anybody being sober when he's had so many years of being reckless. And, it kind of comes with the territory, I think, if you date a younger person and Brittany's younger. So, anyways, I think Brittany is probably an incredible mom and she probably is a very functional, over drinker, perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know. Don't know her personally. I don't know what she does. So, anyways, Janet says that she looks up her friends' houses on Zillow. Now, for Janet to say this on TV, I have mixed feelings about it. I don't do that, but I have. It's just not something I do, but I do believe the majority of people do look up houses on Zillow. And if I'm going to a nice ass mansion, I think I would look it up on Zillow. I mean, why not? But to say that on TV, it's like I would feel dirty if I was her friend. I'd be like, bitch, don't be all up in my business like that. I mean, we know that our friends know, but don't tell us. So the girls, or the women, I should say, they're having a painting party, and I'm enjoying that about the Valley. We got the fair-themed birthday party for, I think it was Janet. Now we have the girls painting. Like, I love that the Valley is allowing the cast, and even with the pool party at Jax's place. The Valley is allowing the cast to get together and do something other than drinking at night in a bar, like we see on Vanderpump Rules and like we see on pretty much every single show. I like that they're day drinking. I like that they're just like talking about their marriages and being parents. I didn't know we needed this show, but we do. I'm excited to just see what happens with the people on the cast. And I just, when I heard about this show and when it came out, I was like, yikes, I'm avoiding that. And I would have avoided the Valley if it weren't for different podcasts that I listened to that hyped it up. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of curious about this. So we see that Jax at the pool party, he asks Jesse how therapy is going. And Jesse says it's a complete disaster. And I'm heartbroken for him because from what I've seen of his session, Jesse's session with Michelle, that didn't look like a disaster to me. I think it's just embarrassing for Jesse to have like all his shit laid out on the table. And he should be embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry. As I said, I do not believe we should be watching the therapy session of Jesse and Michelle. I have secondhand embarrassment for Jesse because it's very obvious what is going on there. And that is that Jesse wants to stay in the marriage and Michelle has already checked out and she is just buying time before and like before officially telling Jesse that she is completely done and he cannot change her mind. And it's uncomfortable for me to witness, even though Jesse is an asshole. So then Brittany asks Michelle, how is she feeling, like in regards to her marriage? And Michelle says that Jesse has his periods of being nice, but then he goes right back to being an asshole, essentially. Those are my words. And Michelle says that she's felt bad being with Jesse ever since Isabella was born. So, full stop. Jesse and Isabella, or sorry, Jesse and Michelle, it seems like they got married, hoped for the best, but they were not a good pairing. It just seems as though they were like a lust filled or united in lust. And that, that wears off. Michelle's like, I'm ready for some new dick, And so it's like, that's sad to me because I don't feel that Jesse understood that. And I don't think that Michelle understood that the time that they got married. But from my opinion, that's what it seems like. And then also, it's like I have seen countless women have a baby with a man that they know would be a good father. And then after the baby is here, after the baby is a few years old, or like around 3 to 5 years old, that woman is out the door. I'm not saying that's Michelle, but I personally have witnessed that a lot of times. And I think a lot of women, I'm not talking about Michelle, I think a lot of women use men just to be a father. And then after the baby is here and after the baby is past the period of time where they need a lot of intensive round the clock care, those women are on to someone else. It's just so common. And when I say those women, I'm talking about married women. I'm talking about a woman will marry a man for his dick, for his sperm, and she'll be out the door. It happens. Men don't want to come to terms with this for whatever reason, but it happens. But all I know is that Michelle has checked out of the marriage, and it makes me so sad because Jesse is tapped in and Michelle is tapped out. So Jesse says that about a year ago, Jesse reveals at the pool party that Michelle applied for an apartment and told Jesse that she was leaving. And Jesse says that he talked her out of it, like, ouch. Can you like imagine having to basically beg your partner, your wife, sorry, to be with you? That sucks. And Jesse kind of has like this cold exterior, but I feel like he's really just, he's struggling. And as much as he's an asshole, the man is emotional. So then Jack says that Michelle is spending time with a famous director. And Luke says that he knows a secret that could ruin everything. Okay. So they bleeped out the name of the director. Jack said it. And then Jason said, is bleep in Malibu right now. So I went online and I listened to a podcast. I had to get to the bottom of it. Then I watched it again today and I agree with what people are saying. The lips don't lie, the jaw don't lie, as far as what we believe we read. I think he's saying Quentin Tarantino, and I think Jason is saying Tarantino. As far as it being Michael Bay, Jax's lips did not move in a Michael Bay way. It did not move in a Judd Apatow way. It did not move in a Spike Jones way. Some people said Randall, which is so funny. Lala's ex Randall. They was saying Quentin Tarantino, y'all. But I'll put it this way. If Michelle is hanging out with or was hanging out with Quentin Tarantino, like, I don't think they were smashing. I just think she was enjoying the attention. So, just because you hang out with somebody, it doesn't mean you're sleeping with them. However, I do believe Michelle might have been out there in these streets. I think that's what Luke is alluding to when he says he knows a secret that could ruin everything. And that's clearly what Kristen meant when she said, I'm protecting you. Like Michelle, she out here. Like that's why Michelle's so tapped out. And Jesse doesn't understand. It's like Jesse, she don't want to be with you because she has a side piece, possibly. All right. Allegedly. So then Jesse says that he wouldn't be with Michelle if he knew that she cheated. He says this at the pool party, and you could tell all the men were like, I think it's too late. It's kind of awkward. Brittany tells the other women that she hasn't had sex in a month and a half, and all of the women are stunned. And I do not know why, because, okay, Brittany and Jax have been together for a long time. Why are all the women like, wow? It was like Brittany said 3.5 years, And Nia was shocked. It's like, Nia, with your three kids, you still not getting any breaks? It was funny. It's so funny to see. It's amusing to me to see some people react that way when I feel like I know people who go a lot longer than a month and a half. But I think a lot of those people are also single. So it's like, to me, a month and a half, I was like, that's good. That's a month ago. Anyway, so Nia, we see her crying about her postpartum depression. And I really appreciate this scene because it's like postpartum is something that's known. We know that it exists, but there isn't that much discussions about it, honestly. It's kind of like, I feel like it's a shameful thing, and it's something that a lot of people look down on women for. They think they shouldn't have it. And so I really appreciate Nia talking about it and crying about it on the show because I'm sure it will resonate with a lot of viewers that are going through the same thing or have gone through postpartum. So we see that Janet says that a humidifier is going to make their place hotter and stickier. And it's like, honey, look at her and her chicken of the sea comment. You know, her chicken of the sea. Is this tuna or chicken? Humidifiers don't make anything hotter or stickier. So I don't know what kind of humidifier she's talking about, but I hope that, you know, by now she has a humidifier and know what it does. But that was cute. That was really cute because she was way off. So then Jack says, quote, "I wonder how important it is to brush your teeth when they're all fake. This face is a moneymaker right here." And you know what? End quote. I have to agree with Jax as far as his face. Like, Jax is a good looking guy. He's not my style. When he was like early VPR days, that's when he was peaking, but he is a good looking guy. And he did ask a valid question about the teeth, but with the exception that that's gross. If you're just gonna bypass passing or brushing your teeth just because they're veneers, like, that's disgusting. So then Brittany tells Jax that she told the group of girls that they hadn't had sex in a long time. And Jax says that divorce doesn't happen in his family. And I hate to see this. I, again, makes me so uncomfortable. I don't want reality TV to be the curse that it is for so many couples. And it, something about it. If Jax and Brittany truly do split and don't reconcile, it will feel like reality TV is the reason, even though it's not. But I don't want to see all these splits unfolding in front of us. So then Michelle tells Jesse that she isn't happy and she doesn't know what she's supposed to do with her relationship. And Jesse says there's always a way through it. And Jesse starts crying. Jesse, your girl is gone. She is just having difficulty articulating that to you because the cameras are there, but she is checked out, and I feel bad. I just feel like these two should not have gone the distance. And so I don't think this is all about like Jesse being an asshole. I think Michelle was never truly deeply in love with him, and that's why it's easy for her to walk away, especially after she's like, oh, I have a beautiful daughter that looks like me and my husband. I'm out. I don't know. It's, as I said, I'm super uncomfortable. I also have to talk about Brittany clapping back on an Instagram comment. Apparently, somebody talked about saying that, you know, the way the things that she wears, it makes her body look a lot bigger with her boobs, titties hanging out. And Brittany said something about, like, oh, how would you feel if somebody commented on your body? Okay. Brittany Cartwright, you dumb bitch. Nobody commented on your body. They commented on your attire, which makes your body look a certain way. I have big boobs, and every time I watch Brittany on the couch in her confessionals in that what's the color? Like a creamsicle color, kind of goldish pale orange color. Dress that she has where her boobs are right beneath her chin. I stare at her boobs every single time she's in that giving her confessional. I stare at her tits. I don't stare at her face. Don't look at her face at all. I'm zoned in on her boobs because she has really prominent red, dark red and blue stretch marks that are just showing at the top of the corset dress or the top of the dress. And the reason why Britney's stretch marks all over her tits are showing is because her tits are supposed to be covered. And she looks ridiculous. She looks uncomfortable. She looks like she'll topple over even though she's sitting down. She looks a mess. And I'm saying this as someone who has big boobs and knows, like, just put a little effort in to wearing something that fits. That's not sexy. You look uncomfortable. You look ridiculous. And I don't want to see your stretch marks. You look so bad, bitch. Nobody commented on your body. They're like, can you cover up, hoe? That was the subtext of that comment. Can you cover up, hoe? Because you're not doing yourself any favors. You look worse with what you're wearing. I know Britney didn't have any boobs before Jax, but she's had boobs for years, way too many years to look like this. There are clothes that are made for women with a big chest. Go buy some. Where's her team? Where is her goddamn team? She thinks she looks sexy and she doesn't. That's what's sad. What is happening? Anyways, so that is my recap on episode 5. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.